defense, we have our work cut out. We got to defend everything against these guys. So, good thing is we had a good week of practice. We had a couple extra days, which is going to be big for us. Playing a team we're not, you know, too much familiar with. I know we played last year here, but, you know, it's just somebody that you don't play all the time. So we got to do a real good job in practice to make sure we get all the looks that we can possibly get. And on game day, just adjust to what they show us that we haven't covered. So it's going to be a challenge for us, but at the same time, we accept the challenge.
You're not used to being involved in games where most only the folks inside this locker room really think you have a shot, perhaps, mm-hmm. in a game like this. What is your mindset in a situation like this?
Every week, my mindset is to win. It starts up front with us defensively, being able to stop the run. They do everything well. So we got to play real sound on defense, control our gaps, and understand where our weakness is at times, and understand when we have our strengths, we need to take advantage of it. So there's some things that they show on film that they like to do, and we got to be ready for it. So, but like I said, if it's something comes out that we really didn't cover, we just have to make a sideline adjustments like any other team will have to. So. But at the same time, we preparing well, and hopefully we'll be ready to rock and roll Monday night.
What's the answer when a quarterback gets the ball out as quickly as Andy Dalton does?
You got to get in your rush quick. Everybody have to be sound, from the DB to the front seven. We all got to be sound. Hopefully, he can pump one of them and we in his face. But when you have somebody getting the ball out quick, the main thing is to try to get your hands up if you can't get to them, which we've seen a lot of that this year, quarterbacks trying to get the ball out quick against us. So we just got to be patient with what we're doing, tight coverage, and play well up front and make sure we get our hands up. Hopefully we can cause some turnovers doing that. So that's what we're looking forward to. Like I said, this is a team that they're riding high. They 8-0 for a reason. They play very sound football, offense, defense, special teams. So they're a complete team. So we got to be able to go there in eighth place and try to walk away with a W. That's tough. Winning alone is tough, but going on the road against an 8-0 team that's riding high, that's very tough, but at the same time, we accept that challenge.
Do you have a memory that stands out for you personally playing on Monday night?
Monday night is always awesome. Growing up, you see Sunday night and Monday night football, that's prime time. And everybody want to look good and want to play good. So, guess what? We have our opportunity this Monday, prime time game, against a team that's 8-0, and nobody giving us a shot but ourselves. So, I like being underdog. That's not a problem to me. I haven't been much in my career, but at the same time, it makes me even want it even more, being underdog and everybody counting out, because I like to point fingers at the end of the day. So, hopefully we can do it this week.
Do you remember your first Monday night game?
Oh, man, you know how long ago that was? you're talking 12 years. So, my first night game was actually a Thursday night against the Colts. My rookie year, Patriots won the Super Bowl that year, so they had the Thursday night against the Colts. And I remember that game because I ended up recovering a fumble on the goal line. They was going in for a touchdown, recovering a fumble on the goal line to get our offense back the ball. So, but Monday night, I can't really think of a Monday night. But I remember that night game, my first one of my career at this level. So, but that was a long time ago.
What have you seen from their screen game and the way they set that up? How good are they at that?
They execute everything very well. That's something that gave us problems all this year. But you know what? We're going to fix that. We're going to get it fixed. We're doing, like I said, we practice well. So we have to make sure we can transfer that to the field on Monday night. So when we get it, we know situations that it may come. We just have to be alert, play with more awareness as a defense, not just one person, but all of us being aware of what's going on around us. And I think if we play with more awareness, we'll make a lot more plays on defense. So. This week's been a great week for us so far. And like I said, hopefully Monday, we can turn the tide and go in and lead with a W in Cincinnati. But it's going to be tough.
Is that what you've seen on film, that they're very sound and they've rarely been made uncomfortable?
Very, very sound. Last week when they played Pitt, it was just a dogfight against that team. And they managed to win. And that's what good football teams do. No matter what happens, they managed to win. No matter how you win, a win is a win. I don't care if it's pretty or it's ugly. At the end of the day, that's what you want, W's. So that's a team that they fought through a lot. They've been through a lot. But they're playing well. They coach very well. And they execute at a high level. So they do a bunch of things very, very well. That's the reason that they're 8-0.